RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian House Speaker encouraged OJK to create regulation. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, takes two Indonesian research projects to space. Now the news in detail. Indonesian House of Representatives DPR Speaker Ade Komarudin held socialization on Guarantee Act in Purwakarta, West Java. The act has been ratified and proposed on December 2015. A written press statement from the House on Sunday explained that the Guarantee Act was established to strengthen legal basis for the implementation of the guarantee as well as balancing the guarantee industry with others. Furthermore, Ade Komarudin said that the Guarantee Act provides assurance to financial institutions toward financing risk. Therefore, Ade Komarudin asked the Indonesian Financial Services Authority, OJK, to establish derivative regulations on the Guarantee Act. Nevertheless, he encouraged OJK to consult with the Parliament to establish the regulation. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, took to Indonesian research projects to space on Wednesday, March 23, involving a study of biological life in outer space. The Minister of Youth and Sport, Imam Nahrawi, said in a press release received on Friday that the first experiment involves research about the growth of yeast in outer space. This research project was initiated by the team of Unggul Del Senior High School in Lagubati Subdistrict, North Sumatra Province. While the second experiment studies the growth of paddy in space and was initiated by a joint group of students from senior high schools in Jakarta, Bandung, and Jayapura. The experiments were taken by NASA to outer space using a drone. Nahrawi said, skills and innovations mastered by Indonesian youth are being recognized by the international community. Indonesia should appreciate the innovation and creativity of Indonesian youth and should not let other countries capture the opportunity. He hoped that the youth generation can develop more skills to compete in the ASEAN Economic Community era. The minister asked the young people to develop their skills in sectors that have a massive impact, such as research and development of science and technology, as well as micro, small, and medium enterprises. A team led by the director of one of the leading gadget from the United States of America visited Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, to finalize the investment plan, facilities, research and development worth $18 million US. The funds will be used for the preparation of training and procurement of equipment and training facility of Indonesian human resources, as well as procurement expert to educate Indonesian human resources to build applications, software, and other product design. head of BKPM Frankie Sibarani confirmed that the visit showed the seriousness of investors to undertake research and development activities in Indonesia. According to Frankie, the team will further file a principal license and conduct meeting with Indonesian Minister for Communication and Information. Frankie said the investor will focus on research facility development and cooperate with universities in Indonesia. The Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives DPR, Ade Komarudin, said that he would continue the plan to build the Parliament Library. He said the plan was proposed by scholars and will be used for public needs. Ade asserted that the library is planned to be a home of more than 600 books and literatures. The library, according to Ade Komarudin, will be the biggest library in Southeast Asia. He further invites all parties to discuss about the library and provides input for its development. The last item. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya is optimistic that the expansion of Jalaluddin Airport, Gorontalo, can increase foreign tourist arrivals and domestic. Moreover, Arif Yahya said in a written statement on Sunday, four tourism festivals will be rolled out this year in Gorontalo, namely Otanaha Festival, Limboto Lake Festival, Bualemo Festival, and Sorande Festival. He also appreciates the realization of infrastructure improvements and expansion of the airport to further improve accessibility and connectivity to and from Gorontalo. Arif hopes that Gorontalo tourism will have a global standardization and meet the 14 pillars of the World Economic Forum. The festivals will be held separately in May, November, and December 2016. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian House Speaker encouraged OJK to create regulation. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, takes two Indonesian research projects to space. That was the news.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. A wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Dee, in our weekly segment News from Across the Country, which presents you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Denpasar, Bali. Such talent called Dutch Idol came to Bali Island for the filming of its two premiere episodes. Chairman of Bali Province Indonesian Tourism Industry Association, or GIPI, Ida Agus Ngurah Wijaya said in Denpasar on Wednesday that he appreciated it as it introduces Bali more to people in the Netherlands. He said that in Bali, beside filming, they will visit tourism objects and cultural activities on the islands of gods and goddesses. Ngurah Wijaya stated that the prestigious show is a good chance to increase Indonesia's popularity as international tourism destination because the episode screened tourism destinations in Bali. He said that the show will be aired in the Netherlands and attract Europeans to visit Indonesia. The next news is from Pamekasan, East Java. Buddhist people all over Indonesia take part in Sea Parade from March 25th to 27th, 2016 in Vihara Avalokitesvara Temple in Candi Hamlet Polagan Village, Galis District, Pamekasan Village, East Java, around 17 kilometers to the city of Pamekasan. Head of Yayasan Vihara Avalokitesvara Kitesvara Temple Foundation, Kosala Mahinda, told Antara State News Agency in Pamekasan last Wednesday that the Sea Parade shows gratitude to the Almighty for blessings through marine richness commodities. Besides involving Buddhist people, Sea Parade, which is a series of anniversary of the most unique temple in Indonesia, also involves Chinese ethnic group and local people. Vihara Avalokitesvara Temple is the most unique in Indonesia because this temple has two worship places for other religions, namely Musala or small mosque for Muslim and temple for Hindus people. The temple is noted in the National Museum of Record or MURI as the most unique temple and peaceful symbol of people with different faiths. Almost all activities in the temple are done by people from different religions, especially Islam. The temple is located among Muslims' residential area. The last news is on another natural phenomenon happening in Indonesia. After the total solar eclipse last March 9, 2016, penumbra lunar eclipse happened last Wednesday, March 23rd. In this eclipse, the entire moon is at the penumbra of the Earth, so the moon can still be seen with color bleak. Staff of Meteorology and Geophysics Agency Region 3 Fajar said
The Balinese people could watch the lunar eclipse penumbra for approximately 4 hours. He explained the penumbral lunar eclipse in Bali was at around 77%. This penumbral lunar eclipse is a regular natural occurrence. He added that the Balinese people were able to watch the lunar eclipse at their homes. However, it is better when viewed on the beach. Listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Dino Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with March 27, 1968, Yuri Gagarin dies. Yuri Gagarin was a Soviet Union cosmonaut and became the first man to fly into space. On 12 April 1961, he flew over 180 minutes in space using a rocket Vostok 1. On March 27, 1978, or 7 years after he made history, Gagarin died in a workout routine flight with his instructor, Vladimir Seryogin. MiG-15 that he was driving crashed after avoiding a foreign object in the region. Gagarin died at the age of 34 years. Next is from 2014. Philippines signs a peace accord, the Comprehensive Agreement on Bangsa Moro, or CAB, with the largest Muslim rebel group, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, ending decades of conflict. The Comprehensive Agreement of Bangsa Moro, or CAB, is a final peace agreement signed between the government of the Philippines and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, on 27 March 2014 at the Malacanang Palace in Manila. Under the agreement, the Islamic separatists would turn over their firearms to a third party, which would be selected by the rebels and the Philippine government. The MILF had agreed to decommission its armed wing, the Bangsa Moro Islamic Armed Forces. In return, the government would establish an autonomous Bangsa Moro. Power sharing was a central point to the autonomy redesigned. Last is a tragedy in 2009. The dam forming Situ Gintung, an artificial lake in Indonesia, fails, killing at least 99 people. The Situ Gintung area in South Jakarta experienced several hours of heavy rain on the night of 26 until 27 March 2009, which caused the dam level to rise, apparently because the gate leading to the spillway was too small. The flood hit while most of the population was asleep and left standing water up to 2.5 meters. Many people were trapped in the town. Many townspeople took to their rooftop to avoid the flood waters. The flood killed 98 people and 5 more were unaccounted for. That was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with me, Alika, entitled President Chooses Masela Block Gas Cultivation on the Land. Listener, Indonesian Presidential Special Staff at Communication Division, Johan Budi Widodo, said that President Joko Widodo chose to build Masela Block Gas Cultivation Refinery on shore is not merely because of state income, but also regional development. Johan Budi made the statement in the presidential office in Jakarta on Wednesday, 23rd March. Johan Budi assert that President Joko Widodo has made consideration for a quite long time before making decision on Masela management scheme. The president has listened to explanation from various parties about studies onshore or offshore. President Joko Widodo announced on Wednesday afternoon that he chooses onshore scheme for Masela block in Maluku province. The president announced his decision on the sidelines of his visit to Kalimantan. The president said that the government wants the regional and national economic development grows along with Masela block. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said said that he would send official letter to investors to give a chance to review the project. Sudirman also asked Special Task Force for Upstream Oil and Gas Business Activities, or SKK Migas, to review the onshore construction process in details. The profit-sharing contract of Masela Block was signed in 1998 and will end in 2028. Inpex Corporation Japan holds 65% of the shares, while Shell Netherlands 35%. Meanwhile, an energy observer from Trisakti University in Jakarta, Pri Agung Rahmanto, said that the decision of President Joko Widodo to cultivate Masela block in Maluku on the land should be supervised to give benefit to people. The decision stops polemic on the gas cultivation model in Masela block. It is not the time to evaluate whether the decision is right or not, according to Pri Agung Rahmanto. Based on the president's decision, Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has a strong basis to continue Masela block development. In his view, what is prioritized and considered the most by the president is the one that gives economic benefit and brings welfare to people around Masela. Listener, that ends Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian House of Representatives DPR Speaker Ade Komarudin held socialization on Guarantee Act in Purwakarta, West Java. The act has been ratified and proposed on December 2015. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, took to Indonesian research projects to space on Wednesday, March 23rd, involving a study of biological life in outer space. A team led by the director of one of the leading gadget from the United States of America visited Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board to finalize the investment plan facilities, research and development worth $18 million US. The speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives DPR, Ade Komarudin, said that he would continue the plan to build the Parliament Library. The plan was proposed by scholars and will be used for public needs. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya is optimistic that the expansion of Jalaluddin Airport Gorontalo can increase foreign tourist arrivals and domestic. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if it's the beauty of measure among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism including places of interest, culture and tradition, and Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to Kangean Islands in East Java. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Kangean Islands is situated in the east of the island of Madura, East Java, and in the north of Bali Island. Kangean consists of several islands, including Kangean, Sapeken, Sebus, and Mambrut Islands. They belong to three districts covering an area of 487 kilometers. Although included in Sumenep Regency in Madura Island and is also located in the northern island of Bali, there are many differences between Kangean people and those living in Madura and Bali. Their language and accent are really different from those of Madura and Bali. islands have some beautiful beaches plus wonderful underwater scenery with various types of fish. There is even one diving spot called Nemo Field. In this spot, there are many clownfish and anemones. Some say that this place is a heaven for Columpus fish, known locally as clownfish or Nemo fish. The fish here are cute, fat, and so friendly that you can hold them. There's also a spot of lion or tiger fish. But here you have to be careful because the fish is poisoned. Kangean Islands have beautiful coral reef. In fact, because of its beauty, Kangean coral is ranked 5th of the best coral reef in the Indonesian archipelago. If you want to travel to Kangean Islands by public transport, you can start from Surabaya, the capital of East Java Province, to Sumenep in Madura Island, which take about 4 hours. Then you proceed to Kalianget Port to get a fast boat or ferry to cross the Kangean. The time needed to cross the Kangean with a fast boat is about 4 until 5 hours. While on the ferry, it takes a longer time, about 8 hours. When you've arrived at Kangean Island, you can rent a boat to get around to the islands. Usually, the ship's captain also serves as a guide. Boat rental rate per day is 450,000 rupiahs with a capacity about 10 until 15 people. What must be considered when you're traveling to Kangean is make sure that weather is fine, usually in April until November. Do not forget to bring enough cash because in Kangean Island, no automatic teller machine or ATM. You are advised to depart from Surabaya at around 1 or 2 a.m. so the next morning you can immediately embark on Kangean Island. If you want to snorkel, it is advisable to bring your own equipment because in Kangean, no snorkeling equipment rental. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. If you are a fan of nautical tourism, a visit to the islands of Kangean is the right choice. Especially if you are a fan of snorkeling, Kangean Island a paradise for snorkeling by now. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition, we'll be discussing Tumon International Flower Festival 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.boi.co.id. Thank you. Indonesian territory is traversed by the equator. It makes Indonesia rich with natural potential, including flowers. However, flowers cannot grow well in all regions. Yet, fertile soil conditions and the cool air makes many kinds of flower grows easily in Tomohon, Sulawesi. Not surprisingly, Tomohon is known as the biggest flower producer in Indonesia. This year, the Tomohon government is holding Tomohon International Flower Festival. Mayor of Tomohon, Jimmy F. Emen, recently said that the activities is to be held in August 2016, theme Enchanting Tomohon. According to the mayor, this international festival will bring a lot of domestic and foreign tourists. The mayor said the relevant parties continue to make efforts to organize various attractions and improve the supporting facilities. These activities will have broad impact on the economy of the community, as such as international festival will certainly absorb a lot of labor. Moreover, flowers and ornamental plants are agribusiness community of high economic value and can become a source of foreign exchange and regional revenues if managed and developed properly. In 2015, the government successfully implemented Tomohon International Flower Festival. Therefore, this year the government is to make the event become more festive and the number of participants is increased as well. According to him, as an annual event that has been entered in the calendar of tourism of the Ministry of Tourism, the public and stakeholders are expected to join in making it a success. Governor of North Sulawesi, Oli Dondo Kambe, supports and gives special attention to this activity. The provincial government will allocate funds to support the implementation of the event, which is already known in many foreign countries. The governor hopes many superior flower varieties of Tomohon will be sold to other regions, even overseas. Listener, that was Miss Eleni over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dino Graha. Thank you for listening.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Koji Nakayama in Kobe, Japan. We received his letter on March 17, 2016. In his letter, Mr. Koji Nakayama said that he enjoyed listening to our radio and got a lot of informative and interesting information. Hello, Mr. Koji Nakayama. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We really welcome your next comment, which will be sent to our radio. Your comment, suggestion, and criticism will improve the quality of our broadcast. We would like to inform you that the Ministry of Tourism, in cooperation with RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. and we hope you will participate in this quiz. If you are lucky, you will get prize to visit Indonesia for free. Please listen to our broadcast every day and send your questions to wiquiz2016@gmail.com, as many as you can. And for information, you can visit www.voi.co.id. Well, Mr. Koji Nakayama, we are waiting for your participation in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. As your request, we will send our QSL card to your home as soon as possible. Thank you very much. And special for you, Mr. Koji Nakayama will play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song. Listener, now we will reply a letter from Hideaki Ishida in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 21st, 2016 at 1910 hours to 1958 hours UTC and the SINPO was 44433. He said that he listened to a radio in Bangkok, Thailand when he was in Thailand for a business trip, and he enjoyed our program very well. He also said that he cannot listen to our station in Japan recently. Hello, Mr. Hideaki Ishida. Thank you for your letter with reception report in detail. We really appreciate your effort to listen to our radio. Unfortunately, you cannot hear it in your country, and we will deliver your complaint to our technical division. If you go back to your country, please try again to tune in our radio, and hopefully our frequency, 9525 kHz, can reach your region. As we have informed to Mr. Koji Nakayama in Kobe, that the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, in cooperation with Voice of Indonesia, is holding wonderful Indonesia quiz, and we hope you will also be able to participate in the quiz. Please send your answer to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Who knows, you become one of the winners. We will provide several prizes, namely visiting Indonesia for free. And certainly, we will send our QSL card to your address. Please be patient to wait for it, okay? Well, Mr. Hideaki Ishida, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song. You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. And listener will continue to reply a comment from Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan. It is a pleasure to receive your email and reception report. Yes, we agree with your opinion that we have to control plastic shopping bags in order to save our earth. By the way, thank you very much for your compliment because you like Indonesian song, especially a song by Syahrini. We will play a beautiful song presented by Syahrini. Let's check it out.
Boom, shake, shake, shaboom. Boom, shake, shake, shaboom.
Sedikit-dikit kamu marah. Aku makin cantik kau marah. Maunya kamu aku diam tak kemana-mana.
Bagai burung dalam sangkar.
Seperti itu. Jadi buah si malakama. Aku cinta tapi terkekang. Maunya kamu aku diam tak boleh bersolek.
Jangan sampai tambah cantik.
Seperti itu.
Seperti itu.
Kau punya pacar janji.
Boom, shake, shake, shaboom.
Gimana pun banyak yang
boom,
suka.
Boom, shake, shake, shaboom.
Kau ikuti aku terus sampai ku susah bergerak. Maju, mundur, maju. Cantik, cantik. Cantik kau marah. Maunya kamu aku diam tak kemana-mana.
Bagai burung dalam sangkar.
Seperti itu. Jadi buah si malakama. Aku cinta tapi terkekang. Maunya kamu aku diam tak boleh bersolek.
Jangan sampai tambah cantik.
Well, listener, those were some emails that we can share with you this week. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. And we want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. And as we have informed earlier, that the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, in cooperation with RRWL Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. And for information, you can tune in our programs on shortwave and streaming, or you can also visit our website at www.voi.co.id and also our Facebook fan page, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ani Hasana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
bisikan kata manisku yang tersirat dari hadirmu. Ku terbungkus dalam cintamu, ku termuai alunan kasihmu. Lihatlah dari mataku, cintamu melengkapi semua.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.